Hey everyone, this is Danny Perez. I'm here on Radio Coca-Cola, giving you guys a pretty good mix of music that generally gets me psyched and keeps me going when I'm in the zone and making work and alone. So I do like to think that a lot of my work visually is more reactive to music and more influenced by sound. So I think this will be an interesting window for you guys into my influences. The first song we're going to start with is by my good friend Eric Copeland, who's one of the members of Black Dice. This song is called Wolfman. It's a pretty up-tempo jam, always gets me really excited. But if you guys don't know who Eric Copeland is, you really need to check him out, because he's basically the next coming of Aphex Twin. He's really a genius and makes kind of the most fucked up music out there. So enjoy. Make Your Own Music, which which I really, really like the song. I'm kind of a sucker for like 60s saccharine pop and the duality of Mama Cass being this woman who's like, you know, getting gangbanged by Jack Nicholson and these like weird Hollywood parties and then singing these songs is like really interesting to me. So this song is really fun. Kind of sounds like a TV theme song, but always puts a smile on my face.
There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you gotta make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings. Just to do your thing, the hardest thing to do. But you gotta make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. So if you
listen to a fun track by Mama Cass. We'll take it down a notch with Mr. Ted Lucas. It is so nice to get stoned. Pretty obvious lyrics. A fun track to play in the morning with my cup of coffee. But never gets old. Enjoy.
It's so so nice.
Actually a remix by this group Cold Cave by this guy Purient, who's actually in the band as well, but he's on his own solo stuff. He does pretty abrasive noise like work, and he plays with these guys, and he remixed a really great track of theirs. But I really like this track because it has like a dirty My Bloody Valentine kind of vibe to it, and just seems really dense, and it's a good song for me to kind of get in a good headspace as far as starting to do some work. So hope you guys enjoy. That was a pretty abrasive track by Cold Cave with a remix by Purient. And we're going to go pop again. We'll go bipolar and present you with Millennium. They were kind of a 60s supergroup that were contemporaries of the Beach Boys. But this is just a really positive song that always makes me feel pretty good when I'm stressed out.
See a day when we know how to cry. There will come a time when we can sing to the sky. I can smile at you and you won't walk by me alone. I know life is going to be so sweet. We will all be dancing in the street.
Leave the 60s and go pretty much into the now with Zombie, who does a lot of pretty interesting electronic dubstep stuff. And I like this track just because it's pretty spastic and chaotic, and it's a good sample of a classic Prince track. And it's just a pretty berserk song that is pretty fun to me. I'm sorry. Black Dice and Lazy TV. I'm a little partial to these guys because I work with them, but this is one of my favorite songs off their last album. And if you haven't heard Black Dice before and need to get your mind melted or blown, definitely check them out because there's nothing like them in the world.
Yeah.
Another remix, but this is off of Ariel Pink's last record, and a really great song, but the remix is actually a good example of maintaining the qualities that make the song so great and also kind of taking it a step further. So I like this song, Upbeat Number. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
This is Bobby Calendar. This is kind of a fun concept album, and it features some androgynous male vocals that you might notice in a lot of these tracks. I'm kind of a fan of dramatic male crooning androgyny. And we'll conclude this set with the king of dramatic male vocals, Scott Walker. Just a really good song, very tender. Gets me a little choked up every time. Hope you guys like it. And thanks for listening.
John, this is your mother and father, brother and sister. At first you may find this difficult to conceive, but in time you will find out for yourself that it is truly so. And you will also learn to comprehend for yourself that they symbolize the human soul's desire to be one with the universal soul. This gentle, ever-flowing love story has been told to everyone who truly wishes to find the way. Now listen carefully. In an age where mankind had gone mad and blind, the story of a man called Rasha and a woman called Dara took root. It is said that their love of life inspired all others to follow in their way, and eventually brought bliss and happiness to all the universal landscape. Rasha is described as being a gentle young man, dark complexion, long black hair, and brown eyes, wearing in an ever graceful flow a lapis lazuli colored robe. He goes barefoot, although sometimes sandaled. He is Puhara and often meditates with Dara in their mountain ashram. Throughout the Pink City, all around the Green Sea, and up and down the River Ganges, Dara's emerald-colored eyes are renowned for their beauty and their size. And oh, how they scintillate at the slightest mention of Rasha of the blue sky. She was often pictured sitting at his feet, and he brushing her waist-long, sepia-colored hair at the foot of a mango tree. Her skin was as soft and as white as a crystal-pure snowflake, and her breasts were full of love for Rasha of the divine grace. And in her hair she wore flowers of all types, and she looked very beautiful and vibrant in a transparent red silk dress. And in her hand, she is pictured holding a golden chrysanthemum, while in the mango tree above, a pair of lovebirds are singing their songs of love. Their love went beyond all thoughts of love. They danced on every star and planet in the universe, and found eternal happiness within nature's realm of bliss. And from dawn to sunset, from eventide to sunrise, from the infinitesimal to the infinite, everyone knew of Rasha and Dara's kiss. They became a legend in their own time, and stories of their love affair have been written and sung by poets and balladeers, in prose and in rhyme.
the morning turned my way. Seabirds flying through his hazy face, and I came back here to replace your place in my life. And didn't you know that I'm not the world's strongest man when it comes to you and your world? I'm long lost. Can't you see the towers of my naked shine like a dime? Take me back again to your warm design. And again, 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 longing for belongings here again. And I need your laugh, you know I can't pretend anymore. And didn't you know that I'm not the world's strongest man when it comes to you and your world? I'm lost. Can't you see the towers of my naked shine like a dime? Take me back again to your warm design.